Business of ideas. Purpose is crucial for business success, but it's often hard to grasp or explain. Business schools rarely talk about it, yet it's what drives many people to work, more than money or power. Ideas are the basis of purpose, which is like a company's heart. While ideals can be abstract, purpose turns them into action. Purpose is key for successful businesses for three main reasons. 1. It pushes everyone in a company to do their best, from top management to the most junior staff. 2. It shows the human side of an organization, inspiring people to do their jobs well. 3. It shapes how leaders act, influencing how they use their time and what they focus on. A leader's essential path. To find purpose in their lives and for their companies, leaders must understand their intellectual and emotional abilities. They need discipline and determination. When CEOs take on tough challenges or face crises, they must rely on their strong character. Without character or purpose, they fail, they break the law, turn a blind eye, or even commit crimes. Purpose-driven leaders, however, have a moral compass. Their actions are creative and beneficial to their customers and society. They attract others who share their values and goals. Purpose is not the same as ethics, corporate values, or corporate governance. These are rules and guidelines, not action plans. Similarly, purpose is not the same as reputation. For example, some companies adopt socially responsible policies to improve their reputations, but if they don't also change their business models, they're just covering up their problems. A company's purpose and its profit-making activities should work together harmoniously. A valuable possession. Purpose is not just a motivational factor, it's a valuable asset for businesses. Leaders who give their companies a clear purpose can gain a competitive edge. Purposeful companies achieve more and have a clear direction for their strategies. There are 4 forms of purpose in the workplace, each inspired by a different philosopher. Discovery, creating new products or services. IBM and Virgin exemplify this, inspired by Søren Kierkegaard, who emphasized personal responsibility for choices. Excellence, striving for goals. Berkshire Hathaway and BMW embody this, inspired by Aristotle, who believed in cultivating virtues for fulfillment. Altruism, helping customers. Walmart and Nordstrom represent this, inspired by David Hume, who said people are happy when those around them are happy. Heroism, leading the way. Microsoft and ExxonMobil show this, inspired by Friedrich Nietzsche, who believes certain people, like Napoleon, were destined for greatness, and others should follow them. In the long term, purpose is more powerful than a charismatic leader. Leaders may leave or pass away, but the company's purpose lives on. Sam Walton shared his vision for Walmart with employees, driving the company's growth. Employees shared his belief in striving for a moral goal, providing customers with a variety of goods at the lowest price. The Dreamers. Effective leaders with a purpose include Tom Watson. IBM faced many challenges when he became its leader. He hired research engineers early on. When Social Security was created, he saw IBM could help with data processing for more complex payrolls. During World War II, he kept former employees who joined the military on the payroll at reduced salaries. He treated employees equally and even started a country club for all. Watson involved his sons in the company and encouraged all employees to find new solutions. The motto Think promoted innovative thinking. However, Watson did not accept dissent and punished those who disagreed. Despite his demand for loyalty, he supported unconventional ideas and discovery. Warren Buffett, in 1951, he invested $10,000 in stocks and is now worth about $30 billion. Between 1956 and 1970, he earned about 30% annually, compared to the Dow's 7.4% increase per year. From 1965 to 2002, he had a 22% annual return, while the S&P 500 had 10%. Buffett's best investments are in easy-to-understand businesses with strong market positions and long-term revenue growth. He makes investment decisions based on personal relationships, reason, and community needs. He prefers companies whose owners love their businesses and whom he likes personally. Sam Walton founded Walmart to help people move into the middle class by offering affordable goods. He opened the first Walmart in 1962, expanded quickly, and went public in 1970. By focusing on pricing, logistics, presentation, and service, Walmart became the world's largest company after its main competitor, Kmart, went bankrupt in 2002. Walton emphasized continuous improvement in his organization. Siegmund Warburg, the prominent European banker, set high standards for his firm. He believed in treating all clients equally and reviewed all client communications personally. Warburg was charming but considered himself intellectually superior, viewing bankers like him as a special financial elite. He trusted and invested in new trainees and employees, feeling disappointed if they didn't follow his guidance. Measure achievements. Companies with a clear purpose often struggle to measure their achievements. Some measurements to be cautious of include 1. Morale. During the internet bubble, many startups had high morale but low performance. 2. Innovation. Simply being busy with activities doesn't always lead to progress. 3. Stock price. It can be manipulated and doesn't always reflect true value. 4. Greatness. Great companies and individuals like Abraham Lincoln, Mahatma Gandhi, and Winston Churchill faced many failures. Their greatness may only be seen later. 5. Planning. While setting goals and planning are important, luck can also play a role in a company's success. Great companies excel universally. Essential traits of great companies. Rewards: competitive salaries and attractive perks. Tasks: clear job responsibilities. Community: engaging events and established rituals. Purpose: inspiring stories of success and achievement. Nurturing loyalty. Modern companies often lack loyalty towards their employees, resorting to outsourcing and layoffs. Despite this, they expect unwavering loyalty from their workers. Many times, frontline employees bear the brunt of these changes, becoming the face of the company to the public. Loyalty can be replaced by a sense of purpose. Take Walmart. Keeping frontline staff well-informed boosts their motivation. However, motivating employees isn't a one-size-fits-all formula. It depends on factors like how hard and how long employees are willing to work for rewards, and how connected they feel to the company. Everyone's motivations differ and evolve. Lead with purpose. Great leaders think logically, motivate teamwork, and empower people to create structures and systems. Effective leaders must balance purpose and community. Companies overly focused on the community can become defensive, isolated, and sometimes unethical. On the other hand, when a company has a clear purpose, whether it's altruism, discovery, excellence, or heroism, its employees are uplifted by their shared understanding. Their work becomes a quest for meaning. Discover your purpose. Discovering your company's purpose by following these steps. 1. Look at your strategy. It won't give you the purpose, but it can guide you. 2. Think about how your strategy affects business. Who matters? Whose efforts will make your company succeed? Be realistic. Not everyone in your company is likely to share the same purpose. 3. Understand leadership's role. Are your leaders fully committed to finding the purpose? 4. Find what made your company successful. Check your history for big achievements. 5. Get top management on board. Who do they look up to? Do their role models match the company's purpose? 6. Understand how your company sees itself. Ask employees at different levels for their views. 7. Define the purpose clearly. It's not always simple, but it's crucial for focus. 8. Set goals and track progress. Make sure everyone knows what they're working towards. 9. Test different methods. See what works best. 10. Integrate purpose into everything. This might mean selling assets, training employees, and changing decision-making. Timing and tactics matter for a successful effort, along with a clear theme and building trust. Key points. 1. Purpose is the heart of successful businesses, driving individuals to excel beyond money or power. 2. Effective leaders balance purpose and community, uplifting employees through shared understanding. 3. Discovering purpose involves understanding strategy, leadership commitment, and company history. 4. Purposeful companies outlast charismatic leaders, providing clear direction and focus. 5. Loyalty can be replaced by a sense of purpose, motivating employees beyond mere rewards. 6. Measurement of achievements in purpose-driven companies requires caution against superficial indicators. 7. Integration of purpose into all aspects of business is crucial for sustained success and employee engagement.